Blog Talk Radio.
So say hello to Mr. Murder All. Killer beat and send obituaries with a call. Just call me Mr. Suicidal Boss. I'm the reason why you haters taking Tylenol. Waiting on my fall, never that, disregard. And I hear them talking, but I swear I never mind y'all. Yeah, bad credit, but my money long. Flow tight like I'm rocking with a girdle on. So what the fuck them niggas know about it? Rolling with a model, bottom dollar, she's exotic. Let her see the shot, it trying to squeeze the steam and knot it. Heard them with the best and all the rest is highly doubted. Hopping out that beam about it, introduce you to my hottie. Her name is Money Moolah, shut up, you porta potty. That mean I'm shitting on them, no need for looking aki. Something is such a hobby, sorry for being cocky. Man, can't nobody stop me, Rocky, Manny Pocky. Ow, I'm just a cow, don't foul with many nouns. They can't fuck with me now, no names, hands down. New whip, top down, pull up, shut down. Ball out, touchdown, Ace Hood, here now. So who say they got a problem with it? So who say they got a problem with it? Oh, you say you got a problem with it?
I be sitting here killing in my floor to fit it, nigga. I got a slaughter. Broward, motherfucking county, nigga. Dade County, what up? Palm Beach, what up? Steel Field, Lauderdale, Pompano, yeah. All right. All around the world, my nigga. Flow. You niggas way too comfortable for me, bro. Shut down, nigga.
What's good? It's your girl T-Day to the Z. You are sunny, listening to whatever, Rules, Dangerous, whatever, from hip-hop to underground to R&B. If you want to submit music, hit up the radio station official site, www.streetswithazradio.com. Also, make sure that you sign up for the Streets Radio end-of-the-year countdown. We're looking for the hottest tracks of 2010, so we're going to count them down at the end of the year, and there will be prizes awarded. You know what I mean? Other than that, make sure you check me out on Reverb Nation, Facebook, follow me on Twitter, tag that MC, TWDATMC. Other than that, we do this every Wednesday, same time. I got a couple interviews that I got popping up this morning, so I'm going to go ahead and go to the line and see if one of them's on here right now. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, what's good?
It's XO.
Good. Hey, what's talking with you, XO?
Not much. Just sitting here, just chilling. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Can't really complain, you know what I mean?
That's good to hear. That's good to hear.
All right. Well, you know, you got an interview. This is the first interview person we got, which is XO. You know, I want to welcome you to the show. Tell the people where you're from.
Well, currently, I stay in North Carolina. I stay in a small city called Jacksonville, which is next to Wilmington. It's about approximately 4 hours away from Raleigh. So it's a real small city. That's really a military town, Camp Lejeune, Marine Corps base. So that's where I stay at right now.
Okay, that's what's up. And how did you get started in the music?
My parents are from Brooklyn, New York, so in that area, music was very, very popping. My aunts, my uncles, they played a lot of hip-hop music, and I really was getting in tune to it, was very interested as far as the language, the fashion. Music was something I was always into. Later on, I just started listening to a lot more hip-hop artists, of course, Jay-Z, Nas, some South artists, T.I., West Coast, Dr. Dre, and I really got into them. And later on, I just said, well, let me go ahead and see if I'm pretty good at it, and just started messing around. And I had a lot of people from my circle and just people out there who were listening to what I was doing saying, you sound pretty good. You should probably take this seriously. So, eventually, I just started working on my craft and still working on it, and that's basically how it started, just practice and then just went away with it.
That's what's up. All right. And what does XO mean? Like, do you have a meaning behind your name?
Yeah, XO means Elohim, Exalted One. Of course, Elohim is the Hebrew for Supreme God, Supreme Being, which is the Father, whom I serve. Exalted, of course, is the X, which means I lift them up, and one is being the only one. So it's just basically me just uplifting God through my music, and that's where I got the name from, because I know a couple artists that have, like, names that mean something, like Nas. His name means something. It's an acronym. And there's other artists, too, that I was listening to, like T.I., Tip, certain artists. So I just came up with an idea just to come up with a name as an acronym, and it just popped into my head, and I stuck with it, XO.
Okay. I can dig that. And, you know, how do you, like, hold God up and do him in your music and such, and, like, kind of tell us, like, your testimony, kind of, like, when it comes to music, and, like, what are some subjects you are speaking about?
Well, I try to stay as relevant as I can, because honestly, I deal with as far as, like, people that aren't, you know, Christians or believers every day in life. And one thing I do understand is that at any given time, I could be in their shoes, you know what I'm saying? So I don't really try to come judgmental or push, you know, the word at them at all. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I know some other people are different with it, and all I can do is just really pray for them. But the one thing I try to do is be really relative and just listen to people that I'm around, because they deal with a lot of struggles. they deal with a lot of pain in their life. So what I do is, okay, you know, Father, just help me to write about something that I can be able to relate to them about. So basically my music is crafted just and just really being relative to people, just to really just talk and converse, non-believers and people that I really come into in contact with, church or other brothers and sisters that I come into contact with. So that's just basically the testimony of my music. I'm not really someone that is going to lie, because I don't have, like, some backgrounds as some artists where, you know, they grew up in the hood and they were doing this and doing that. Me, my personal testimony is I was just a normal young guy. Mother was heavy in the church. She knew about Christ, but later on she kind of developed her walk and her testimony. My dad, he wasn't really a believer, so it was a non-believer with a believer who knew about Christ and one just didn't. But she was the one that kind of molded me and shaped me, helped me learn about the Bible, kept me right in a good environment, my dad as well. But there was a little bit of things as far as that he didn't really understand. But eventually, through God's grace, he was able just to become a believer, and he's been a believer about, I think, up to 15, 20 years strong. But like I said, my mom was the real one that really held everything down. She was a good mom, just looked out for me. And pretty much, like I said, I don't have, like, a bad background as far as, like, you know, being out in the world doing crazy stuff. But I did have struggles, and I still do. I'm still struggling. Yeah. And I'm still trying to better myself as a man, as a brother, as a future father, future husband, just to really be the man that God intends me to be. So that's pretty much my testimony as a whole, and it's still being written. I'm still just trying to find out more about myself, what God wants for me.
All right, yeah, that's real. That's what's up. I can dig that. And, you know, speaking a little bit about the believers and the non-believers, what do you feel, if anything, you know, is like just one obstacle that you may have had to overcome in order to get people to feel God's music, you know, the kind of music that you do?
I think some things as far as like with reaching non-believers and believers is, you know, some people, like I said, they really want something that can grab people's attention. Whether it be something that could really, I remember going on, I think it was your page where you had something as far as like dealing with the flesh. Yeah, it was a mixtape and stuff. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people, they really like stuff that really gratifies their flesh. You know what I'm saying? Like me, I'm in the flesh, but I have the spirit inside of me. But I really like, you know, I could be like someone that really wants to get involved in sex, gets involved in drugs, and it's all involved in lust. So basically, to answer your question, a lot of the, you know, DJs or whoever is selecting the stuff and, you know, who may be non-believers, they really want to probably play something that has something to really gratify what the people want to listen to. If somebody wanted to think, you know, sexual thoughts, they want to play sexual music on the radio. If they want to really think about something that deals with pain or something that really deals with hate or murder, they're going to want to play that stuff. You know what I'm saying? So to me, I just try to go on the lane that I can go into, and I don't have no, you know, qualms or no bitterness if they don't select my stuff. And it also could deal with quality, because honestly, quality is really something that catches a lot of people's ears. So I just know that quality does play a role in it. So I said, hey, I got to just go ahead and get better equipment, or get someone that can help me better with mixing and mastering my stuff, because that could probably be it too. It may not just be my music as a whole. It just can be the sound. So those are some things that I do kind of bump into. But either way, what I could just ask is just, hey, you know, give me a response back as far as why you didn't like it. If you say, hey, it's too godly, that's fine. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to get mad about mm-hmm. it. But I think it just needs to be all around, not only just them, but just also myself, just to be able to communicate and say, hey, why you didn't like it. Don't just say it's whack. You know, explain, why is it whack? And I think that's mm-hmm. something that a lot of people bump into as far as DJs or radio stations and even just artists explaining mm-hmm. to other people as far as their music, not going into details like, well, your delivery was wrong, your flow is wrong, or maybe it's too old school. I'm more of a new school cat. Okay, that's cool. So help me learn more about it. You know, explain some things as far as yourself as an artist. And I think that kind of helps all of us grow pretty much because we're trying to get better as artists. We're trying to sharpen tools. I know the Bible talks about iron sharpens iron. I know he's talking about mm-hmm. as far as being someone to really help one another as far as growing in maturity.
Yeah.
But as far as artists, too, I take that a little bit into consideration. We need to just helping each other, and also the DJs need to help each other. The people that are playing the records, hey, man, you know, that's something that's not in my lane, but let me just give you the reason why I say that for. So I think those are, like, some things that I did and I still kind of bump into, but like I say, it's all good. I just take it with a grain mm-hmm. of salt.
Oh, yeah, that's real, that's real. You know, and that's why you got to have, you know, underground stations and stuff like how we try to do here, where we try to get people to come and, you know, speak the word or, you know, tell their story, you know, and as long as it's real and it's hard, I mean, you can't deny it, you know what I'm saying? And everybody has a story, and if we put all our stories together and come together, then, you know, we can maybe, you know, build something a little bit bigger, you know. But
right.
It is what it is, you know what I'm saying? All we can do
mm-hmm.
as artists is just keep grinding and, you know, have our beliefs and believe in God. And, you know, one day, you know, it's going to be all right, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
Things are going to change, you know what I'm saying? So about you, like, how do you stand out as an artist? And what makes people listen to you?
I think what kind of makes me stand out as an artist is really I don't really try to be as bigger as a person as I am. Like,
mm-hmm.
I just try to lay out who I am as a person and just try to keep it real. I know a lot of people say, you know, they're real on what they say. And some of them are, but some people I think sometimes try to go a little bit bigger than who they are. I try to really try to not get molded and shaped into, like, what someone wants me to be. I just try to really just try to ask, like, let me just be who I am. And I think my humility as an individual, like, if someone tells me my stuff is hot or it's cool, you know, my demeanor, you know, I'll be glad, of course, they told me, but at the end of the day, I'm just like, hey, you know, that's a good comment. Take what it is, but I just don't want to be prideful or boastful as far as how
mm-hmm.
I am, you know. So I don't talk about, like, how hot my music is or how great it is. I just really let people just speak for themselves, you know what I'm saying? So I think that's some of the things that kind of, like, separates me from other
mm-hmm.
artists. Because a lot of other artists is like, yo, man, this joint is hot. You need to check it out. I'm just like, hey, you go ahead and check it out because you may think it's not hot. So I'm just going to let you listen to it. You know what I'm saying? So that's the way how I am. I don't really try to say whether or not who I am to a certain degree as far as bragging and boasting about myself. I let other people
mm-hmm.
do the talking. You know what I'm saying? And if somebody's trying to hate or just try to throw some stuff at me, it is what it is. I don't really try to get into it because, truthfully, I know who I am as a person. I know truly God knows who I am. So, and those are, like, some of the things I could say that I know that makes me rare and unique as an individual. I'm just humble,
mm-hmm.
and I don't really talk too much as far as about myself. I let people just talk about my music, and that's it.
Right. Okay. All right, well, that's what's up. I can do that, you know, keep it humble. You recently released your debut project, One Way. What has the reaction been since its release?
Can you repeat that again?
You recently released your project, the One Way project?
No,
what has
no.
the reaction? Oh, you haven't?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. When did you release that one? Is that the latest one then?
Oh, you talking about, I'm sorry, I got, like, a little bit confused. You talking about the One Way album? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, your project One Way, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Actually, I released that March 23rd of this year. It's been out on Amazon, iTunes. It's also on our website, www.holysoldierrecords.com. You can go ahead and check myself out and all artists. His name is The Messenger. He's a real cool dude. We're both together. But yeah, the EP has 6 tracks. The one track that a lot of people like is Grimy Pizzy,
mm-hmm.
which has like really more of a, I say, a quote unquote, like people say, it's got an industry sound. And the other people like Undertaker as well, which is kind of like more of a heavy, hard hitting type of track. So it's like 6 songs on there that I feel like anybody could really listen to and really try to relate to it. And it's got different type of things just to deal with as far as with individuals with any walks in their life. So yeah.
All right. Well, can you hold on for us for a moment, and we're going to go ahead and go into one of your tracks here, and then we'll just bring you back on the line?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and go into Grimy Pizzy. Well, this is live with EXO on Streets Radio with your girl TA to the Z. If you're currently on the line, please stay on the line. We'll hit you up in a minute.
Let me tell exactly who I'm busy. My name be EXO, putting down for Geo Dizzy. These enemies don't dine with the high prizzies. Beginning and the end, same orders, Melchizzy. The Prince of Pizzy penetrates through my city by the saints. Living holy, making sure they dig dizzy. Eating bread of life and spreading it for the fizzy. Family gets hard, viewing beefs in the swizzy. The same as in the church, just the same for the busy. Son of man, this long road makes it hard to frizzy. But I have to stay low, so you're never Lizzie. Time again, it began to change, Missy. Molded me to use my gifts for others than Dizzy. The rock I stand upon makes me stronger, not sissy. See the storms will come, but God brings me pizzy. The new flame, work for peace, bang this in your city. Scriptures, mission, greatest, commission, king, provision, leader, tradition. Scriptures, mission. Greatest commission, king, provision, leader, tradition. The Bible gives me all the answers that I need for issues that arise in my life, too, and dizzy. I wrestle just to Jacob, asking him to show Mizzy who I am and where he wants me to busy. His gracious lace me amongst men older than 50, gray hair, one, two, a wise staying on the grizzly. Calling in the ministry to do my father's busy. The Lord's prepping me to care for my family, especially little Nizzy, the son of my younger sizzy. As a man, hope I can be the sample he Nizzy to keep pushing. For the king and hold on to the kissy. Silencing on enemies who aim to bring the hissy. R.I. Pizzy to my boy G. Pizzy. Unified by the living word, the Prince of Pizzy. See the storm will come, but God brings me pizzy. The loose slang word for peace, bring this in your city. Scriptures, mission, greatest, commission, king, provision, leader, tradition. Scriptures, mission, greatest, commission, king, provision, leader, tradition, pizzy.
We are back. This is your girl, TA to the Z, and you are currently listening to Whatever Wednesdays And we got XO Live here on the line. You still there?
Yeah, still on.
Okay. All right, that's what's up. All right, well, tell us a little bit about your goals and where you see yourself over the next couple of years.
My goals are basically to really, I don't know as far as what I'm going to be doing next year as far as music-wise. I'm probably just going to mainly focus on pushing my EP, producing, trying to really help out other artists. Because like you said, there's a lot of other artists that are trying to really get noticed and stuff. And I feel like if I can really help somebody else out, I feel real glad about doing that. I'm probably going to work on some future projects, not next year, but probably the following year. Just take a little bit of break. Really just to, like I said earlier, find more about who I am, be more better man, because I want kind of my music to really match as far as how I've grown as an individual. So I don't want to really try to rush anything as far as for people. You know, I want to really make sure that that's something I really want to do. Definitely want to be married. Currently, I am engaged to someone, so I want to really try to focus on really being a good family man, definitely loving my wife, raising a good family. And like I said, just be a good person towards everybody I come into contact with. Because music is going to be here only for my life for a season. So I think I need to focus more on the more important things as far as loving my brothers, loving my enemies, being at peace with people, like the song was talking about, Grimy Pizzy. Just being at peace everywhere I go. It's a hard road, but you got to be at peace with people that you come in contact with. So I just want to just grow spiritually as an individual. And like I said, musically, just take it one day at a time. Next year, like I said, I'm probably not going to come up with anything. But 2012, best believe that I'm going to be coming out with some new projects that are really going to just show a growth and a change in who I've become as an artist and as an individual and what I've learned. So that's pretty much it.
Okay. All right, well, do you have any shout-outs or anything you want to say to the people?
Yeah, sure. First of all, I want to say anybody who wants to really try to contact or hit me up, based upon, like, talking about Christ, God, please just go to holysoldierrecords.com, hit us up. You can also, like, email me, XOEXO, a.k.a. Exodus, XODUZ, at gmail.com, just to go ahead and converse, because I just want to be able just to reach anybody that may have been listening to who may have any questions about what I believe, and not to argue or debate, but I don't want to get involved in that. I just want to be able just to help someone who really may have had something that they have heard and want to be able just to talk more about it, just to converse and reason together, because, like I said, I don't want to cause no drama, no beef or nothing with anybody. I just want to be able just, like I said, love people, and if you said, like you said earlier, if you have a belief, you have something that you do believe, okay, true, but I'm just going to say what I believe, and I don't want you to really kind of get all mad, but I know some people are like that. I also want to give mainly a shout-out to my family, my sister, my father, my mother, my niece and my nephew. Love them very much. Also, my fiancé. I'm not going to say her name because she might be like, don't you better say my name on the radio. She's probably doing it right now. But I love her too. Shout out to my church family. Shout out to North Carolina, Jacksonville, my city. My boy, The Messenger. My boy, MK the Evangelist, for producing that track, Grimy Pizzy. my boy Israel Music. He's a great mixer, engineer, producer. He mastered the whole EP except track 6, which is mastered by mixed by The Messenger. So just a shout out to all the people who are really trying to do this. Continue just to keep striving what you do. For those who know of God, you know, continue to seek Him first. May it get hard. You may have things that go on in this world that doesn't go your way, but just know that He's there with you. He wants you to know Him more. So I just want to give a shout out to like everybody that's trying to strive and do the best they can. Follow your dreams. Don't give up. Hold on to them. And that's pretty much it. And like I said, if you want to try to check us out, go to www.holysoldierrecords.com. I also got a SoundClick page, which is soundclick.com/EXODUZ. Hit me up on Facebook, Twitter, however you can. But that's it. Just love, peace, and joy for everyone.
All right. Well, EXO, I want to thank you, you know, for coming through and spending some time with us and telling us about you. And, you know, when you do have some new tracks or some new projects you're working on, hit us up here. You know, we'll definitely spread the word and let people know, get you back on the show, you know, do whatever. It's all good.
I appreciate that, Tess. Thanks for having me. Blessings to you, too.
All right, no doubt. And before we do go, we are going to go into another track of yours, The Undertaker. I'm going to let you go ahead and introduce that. Much love. Thanks for tuning in. It's your girl, TA to the Z, and your boy, EXO, live on Streets Radio.
Yeah. This track right here is Undertaker. It's featuring my boy, The Messenger, from Marion, Indiana. You can check out his tracks on www.holysoldierrecords.com. His LP Legacy is out, but this is Undertaker, produced by me. Let's get it in. Let's go.
Where I go, I see men, they are self-righteous and self-seeking. That sick sin that can cause colossal men, detrimental to his tempo. Rat house with the word busting down is instrumental. Judgmental Pharisees, I hate to bust your bubble, but the Son of Man told me to tell you, you're all in trouble. Making it so hard for the sinners to come forth, going off what he looks like and closing the church doors. I can't rest till I get all this off my chest, cause many pray with proper attitudes with God to test. The word kills the flesh and circumcise our wicked heart. If you come to him humbly, want a brand new start. The flesh has to die. I can't stay a slave. Time to break the chains like Gunther Kincaid. Check deep in my roots. I was born to be free. Death lost his thing and won't hold on to me.
As the sun, I'm going through severe pain. But I know through it all, you let the sun rain. The word is tough for me to put sin into the grave. The flesh has to die. I can't stay a slave, so I gotta dig. Kill the flesh. Dig. Stay fresh. Dig. Your soul. Dig. Let it grow.
The world's ways try to sway me towards the enemy. The energy is filling me with pride and hostility. Internally, the kingdom can't shine forth vividly until we shun the power, wealth, the fame from the ministry. Many me need to please stop with the reasoning. I'm reading in to have them show me more for the seasoning. Stay seeking them while pleasing them, cause Satan stays creeping quick. Submit to God and truth be known, that will always do the trick. Wizards and witches try to blind the visions God given. Many walk around weary and dreary from their addiction.
The kingdom listens for many to rise from their slumber. Thunder roars from the heaven as my belly starts to hunger. The flesh has to die. I can't stay enslaved. Time to break the chains like Kunta Kinte. Check deep in my roots. I was born to be free. Death lost his sting and won't hold on to me.
As the sun, I'm going through severe pain, but I know through it all, you let the sun rain. The word is up for me to put sin into the grave. The flesh has to die. I can't stay a slave, so I gotta dig.
Kill the flesh.
Dig. Stay fresh. Dig.
Feed your soul.
Dig. Let it grow.
Let me paint a picture like your boy was an artist. About to dig deep like I'm working in a garden. God gave me powers like my first name, Austin. Feeling like Shanae ain't someone running like Martin. Old man dead, I done put it in a coffin. Beat my chest hard like your boy started coughing. God elected me, so that's assurance for my calling. Breaking Satan ankles like we in B.A. falling. My flesh ain't dropping me, Satan ain't stopping me. God gave me the goal like I rolled in Monopoly. Some like Kurt Franklin, so I know I'm God's property. About to shut it down like police at a robbery. I ain't gonna take it, nope, cause I'm set free from sin. Called by Jesus Christ, so I persevere to the end. And please know that Satan gonna be testing ya, so be undertaker like you was a wrestler.
As the sun, I'm going through severe pain, but I know through it all, you let the sun rain. The word is up for me to put sin into the grave. The flesh has to die. I can't stay a slave, so I gotta dig.
Kill the flesh.
Dig. Stay fresh. Dig.
Feed your soul.
Dig.
Let it grow.
Thank you.
Yeah, and that was Eva with My Way to Happiness. We are, of course, we're having an interview with her. We will go ahead and check the lines here in a moment,
but I just want to remind y'all to make sure you check out whatever Wednesdays, every Wednesday, 7 a.m. on the west side, 10 a.m. on the east side. Want to send a shout-out to XO for calling in. He did our first interview. If you're looking to get in the Streets Radio Countdown and you have the hottest track of 2010, check out the official site, www.streetswithazradio.com. Click on Want Radio Play. All the information is there. Also, you know, we are booking artists for interviews as well as radio play. Other than that, let's get being here on the lines here. Hello?
Hello? Hello? How are you?
Hi.
Hi.
Is this Eva?
Yes, this is Eva.
How you doing?
How are you? I'm good, good. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hi. Well, you are a singer and a songwriter. For those that don't know, can you tell us how you got started in music?
Right. I knew I wanted to sing all my life since I was a child, and I was so fortunate and could sing in many places. But I thought that in order to live my dream, I have to go to the next level and decided to concentrate on my original works.
Okay. All right. All right, well, you were also raised in Seattle as well as in Japan. How
yes.
is the music scene, you know, over there in Japan versus being over here in Seattle?
Right, right. I think that music in States focuses more on strength of human beings, and music in Japan focuses more on vulnerability. But people in Japan do listen to American music, and there are so many things American and Japanese can share because we're all, you know, same, living in the same universe. So that's what I think.
Okay, all right. And you just released your first album, My Way to Happiness. We just played a song from that. What was your inspiration behind the album, and what has been the reaction so far?
My Way to Happiness is about believing your happiness, regardless of any circumstances, and never letting anything take away your happiness or your dreams. And I think the reaction so far, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay, it's amazing right now. My songs were aired and featured in several radio programs, including this one, and podcasts, and I was chosen as one of the finalists at 2010 Show Me the Music Contest for my song My Way to Happiness.
Okay, all right, well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And you're welcome, you're welcome. And what are some tracks that stand out on your album and why?
I think all my songs are important, but especially Heading to New York, Energy, and My Way to Happiness talk about believing yourself, and I think they represent the album.
Okay, all right. And can you tell us a little bit about the Sappho family, like which is
right.
an African-American music group in Tokyo? Like,
right,
how
right.
did you hook up with them, and what are they about?
It's a music group at Sophia University in Tokyo where I studied, and I saw their shows and so touched and excited and decided to join in.
That's good. All right, so you have a lot of fun with them?
Excuse me?
You have a lot of fun?
Yes, yes, I had a lot of fun, and we were able to do some shows and TV shows and biggest concert halls, and it was so amazing.
Okay. All right. Well, what are some of your goals over the next few years?
Right. My goal is to be a professional singer and to deliver my music to as many people as possible and to communicate with my listeners soul to soul.
Okay. And are you currently working on any new projects right now?
My new song, Yes, You're Worth the Best, will be featured in the Empire State Mixtape Volume 3 this month. And I have upcoming shows on the 12th of this month and on the 9th of January next year in Tokyo. So if you happen to be in Tokyo, please come and see me. And I'll be performing in the official showcase of Annual Folk Alliance International in February in Memphis. So I'm excited and looking forward to seeing you there.
Okay. And what is your website information? How can people get a hold of you?
Okay. I recently started Twitter, so follow me at Eva Aine, E-V-A-A-I-N-E. And you can listen to my music at www.myspace.com/Eva Aine, E-V-A-A-I-N-E.
Okay. And do you have any shout-outs or any comments you want to say to the people?
Well, thank you all so much for your love and support, and I'm looking forward to reaching you.
Okay. Well, we are going to go into a track of yours, Headed to New York. Can you tell us a little bit about the track and what was your inspiration?
Okay. I wrote the song Heading to New York before I was heading to New York last year. It's about an excitement before challenging something.
All right. Well, thank you, Eva, for joining the show. And
thank you so much for having me.
All right, no problem. And if you have any other tracks you want to have played, make sure you send it to us. We like the music.
Okay.
You're doing good. It's still
thank
music.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you for calling in.
Hi. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. I want to thank everybody for tuning in, and thank you to EXO and Eva for calling into the show for the interviews. If you want to get featured on Streets Radio, make sure you check out the official site, www.streetswithazradio.com. Other than that, make sure you catch me in the wind next week, same time, same channel. I also do the Streets Talk Radio Show. That show pops off every Sunday at 6 p.m. on the west side, 9 p.m. if you're on the east side. You can call into the show, 646-478-3243, or you can check out the chat room, www.live.streetswithazradio.com. Other than that, my time here is ending here. I want to thank you all again for tuning in. I'll holler at y'all next week. It's love.
Hip hop, where'd you go? Where you at? All night long, I'm wishing for you back. DJ, bring the soul, bring it back as you know, bring it back as you know.
Hip hop, hip hop, hip hop.
Yeah,
hip-hop.
Keith Murray. Just chilling in the studio. What up, T? Yeah, my man Ernest Dollar, Rico and Kerry.
Yeah, what up, nigga?
Learn
this
thing.
Shit right here, man. You in a privileged position.
Separates everything, man.
Just keep your mouth shut.
Yeah.
You might learn something.
Yeah. This goes out to the whole spirit of hip hop. Understand the conclusion that murder is moving with. Word. When I heard this track, I caught a flashback. But when I first heard rap, it was Kings in the Third and the Fatback Band.
Uh-huh.
They was rhyming to the beat, my young mind was in a trance. It was like 80-81 if I can recall.
Uh-huh.
When I heard Spoonie G say,
yes, y'all.
I'm having flashbacks to Planet Rock. Dougie Fresh from Slick Rick to the TikTok. Kumo D and the Treacherous Three.
Remember them?
Too Short, Icy, and Busy B.
Remember them?
Sonic, Ultra Magnetic.
Uh-huh.
When EPMD came on the scene, them niggas sweaty. NWA, you couldn't tell me.
I wasn't LL Cool J.
There's so many, I can't get them all in one rhyme. But I get you next time, I catch a flashback.
Hip hop, where'd you go? Where you at? All night long, I'm wishing for you back. DJ, bring the soul. Bring it back as you know. Bring it back as you know.
Run through every hood like MLK Drive. People ask me what I feel about the state of hip hop. Just because it changed don't mean you should stop.
Cause
you ain't even gotta be dope to be considered talented in this bullshit hip hop profession. Mediocre D's stands the status quo, yo. And every nigga out here lip professing. You a word illusionist, flow magician. I'm conditioned to whip ass straight off tradition. And I ain't gonna kiss ass to be accepted. Fuck the DJs if they don't play this record. I represent the street, so you should support it. Eminem cursed his mother and the whole world bought it. Even though Keith Knight's on the beat, I'm right with the niggas that maneuver in the streets. So don't fuck around.
Where'd you go? Where you at? All night long, I'm wishing for you back. DJ, bring the soul. Bring it back as you know. Bring it back as you know. Hip hop, where'd you go? Where you at? All night long, I'm wishing for you back. DJ, bring the soul. Bring it back as you know. Bring it back as you know.